Broadcasting live from beautiful, historic Marion, Ohio, it's Now with Scott Spears. Call Scott live on the air anytime at 740-383-9944. No topic is too big or too small. I'm your announcer, the man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. And now, here's your host, Scott Spears.
Thank you, man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. Scott Spears back with you here Monday, December 22nd, 2025, 18 and a half minutes past the hour, about 3 days left until the big Christmas holiday. Phone lines are open, 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Did want to thank Phyllis and Larry Shirk for the Christmas card, Bob Welsh, and Calvin Williams from Washington. How about that? So we'll try to get those Christmas cards out to people before the Christmas holiday. You might receive them after the Christmas holiday, but we will try to get them out. If you want to send us a Christmas card, 685 Delaware Avenue, Suite 110A, WGH Talk Radio. We'll read it on the air. We'll keep it here in the studio, and we'll get a card back to you if you put your return address on the envelope. 685 Delaware Avenue, Suite 110A. All right. Phone lines are open, 740-383-9944. Go ahead, caller.
Boy, that music you had on there at break time, that was really thrilling to me and Carol also. That Gene Autry singing, Here Comes Santa Claus. Now, I'll tell you, we heard that when we was little kids, and here we are in the 80s, and hear it again, and it just, it's really, there was a performer right there, Gene Autry, Roy Rogers, that was a good song. I like those Christmas songs, like you played there, Scott.
You know what's interesting about that particular song? When I first started at WMRN years ago, one of the jobs I had during the Christmas season was doing the Santa Call-In show. And for people who don't remember, Santa would come in on Saturday morning at 9 o'clock during the holiday season from Thanksgiving until Christmas, and he would take calls from all the kids. And I would engineer that show and talk with Santa on Saturday mornings. And the song that we played to start that show for many, many years was Gene Autry's Santa Claus is Coming to Town.
Yeah, that's you talk about when you get older, what sticks with you. Well, you don't ever think about that until the season comes and you hear Gene Autry singing that song. My goodness, that's, I wonder how old Gene Autry is. I'm 84 today, and he's still singing it.
He's still out there.
How's that?
He's still out there singing it.
Yeah, buddy, he's a good one. Yeah, well, thanks, Scott. I thought I had to put that in there, that I really enjoyed that song. Thank you.
No problem. Glad we could help. Thanks. All right, 740-383-9944. You know, we try to play the songs that we choose to play during the holiday season. We play one at the top of every hour. Hopefully are songs that people remember and enjoy and like. That's the hope, and it sounds like maybe we're there. We try to get a diverse group of songs. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Well, we've got our Christmas cards all in order. And again, I do want to thank the Marion Star for this past weekend putting the fruitcake toss on the front page of the paper. Want to thank them for doing that. It was a fun event back on December the 11th, and glad that that got some coverage in the local newspaper, because a lot of people were asking me who won the fruitcake toss, how far did they throw it, so on and so forth. So I'm glad that the newspaper was able to cover that, and Merry Christmas to them. Now, is everybody ready for the holiday season, or is there something about the holiday season that brings back a memory to them? You know, a lot of people who grew up during World War II remember the smell of oranges and getting an orange for Christmas that was supposed to represent gold. That's a memory for a lot of people. A lot of people remember Christmases during the Depression or Christmases during World War II. A lot of people remember Christmases during Vietnam. We now had the pandemic Christmases where a lot of people could not be with their families. Does anybody have a memory of Christmas past that sticks out in their mind? And I do want to remind people as well that there is a city council meeting tonight, 6:30 p.m. Full city council meeting up at City Hall, second floor. I don't know what the... I don't know if this is the last city council meeting of the year or not. I guess we'll find out tonight, depending on do they need to call any emergency meetings, do they need to do anything before the first of the year as far as the budget goes. Been a bit of a rocky couple months for city government. We're still not really sure. I don't think city council is really sure what budget they're passing 25% of or want to pass 25% of. But maybe we'll get some answers tonight. Who knows? And could be Jason Schauber and Ayers Ratliff last city council meeting. You know, they've both had very long careers. Ayers has been there 20 years, and Jason, I do believe, over 15 years. So wrapping up their careers, there's got to be a little bit of sadness in that, a little melancholy. Because when you've done something so long, to just stop it or know that it's the last meeting, there's got to be a little bit of heavy feeling there, I would think, today for them. And will they say anything tonight as they depart the city? I don't know. They've both kind of... their exits are interesting in that I think Ayers obviously did not run for re-election because of what has gone on with him in the city and the county the last couple years. And Jason lost the primary back in May for his third ward city council seat. So they're both not necessarily leaving because they absolutely want to leave. So I think that adds a little another layer of melancholy or sadness to the last meeting. I don't know. We'll see what happens. Maybe nothing will be said. Maybe something will be said. It's hard to say. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. 25 minutes past the hour. But we certainly hope that the city gets everything in order and all is well as we head into the new year. I don't know how hopeful that is, but or logical that is, I guess I should say, but we'll hope for the best. We always want the best to happen, and certainly we're in that feeling during the holiday season here. And again, I did want to say, Pastor Craig will be back with us on Friday as he's making a visit here to Ohio. Glad that he'll be with us in the studio on Friday. I did talk to him on Saturday, so it'll be good to visit with him during the Christmas season. And that's what we've got going on. Does anybody have any thoughts? 740-383-9944. All right. Go ahead, caller.
Hey, going back in your day, Scott, do you remember Gene Autry?
I do remember Gene Autry, yes.
And how well do you remember him?
Well, the singing cowboy, I remember him performing on some talk shows.
Well, his buttocks was sitting on, what was the name of the horse?
The name of the horse. Now, was he Trigger?
Nope, that's the other one. He's a three-letter word for that one. It starts with R.
R.
And a Y.
Oh, Roy Rogers.
Yeah. That was it. But his, can you Google Gene Autry? Would they have that? And you could tell me, I could listen to you, or you don't want to bother doing that on the air right now. You want me to tell you what it is, or you want to try to Google it?
Well, I just Googled it here. Let's see. Gene Autry's horse is what I looked for here. And it says, Gene Autry, was it called Champion?
That's correct, yeah.
Oh, Champion. There we go.
Yeah. Okay, Google fooled me. I thought maybe I was going to fool Google. But Google's right up to date pretty good on the horse's name also. Thanks, Scott.
Thank you. Bye-bye. Yep, Champion was Gene Autry's horse. You know, Gene Autry, that Santa Claus is coming to town. I'll never forget when Santa Claus used to come into the studio on Saturday mornings when I was at WMRN all those years, and I would engineer the Santa Call-In show. That we had to play that for Santa as he was coming into the studio on Saturday morning. Gene Autry's Santa Claus is Coming to Town. I don't know why that was the song that we had to do, but that's the one that he liked to do. You don't mess around with Santa during the holiday season. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Any thoughts on the upcoming holiday, or any thoughts on City Council tonight, or maybe the careers of Jason Schauber or Ayers Ratliff as they end up wrapping up tonight, or certainly sometime between now and January 1st. I don't know where we're going to go after they leave. People have been using the term institutional knowledge, that a lot of institutional knowledge will be left lost. I certainly think that's probably true. I don't know. I think it's going to be very, very interesting to see how this all plays out in the new year. But again, the phone lines are open here this morning, 740-383-9944. Hope you're having a wonderful Christmas holiday, no matter what you're doing. And again, we will not be on Thursday morning for the Christmas day, but we will be on Christmas Eve morning, starting at 8 a.m., and again, I'm not sure exactly as yet as to what we'll be doing on Christmas Eve morning, but we have done several different things over the years. It started with the Salvation Army coming in and performing on Christmas Eve morning. Paul Savage used to bring in his keyboard on Christmas Eve morning, and he would perform. Then we got on to the fruitcakes on Christmas Eve morning, and then we had the eggnog mixed with moonshine. That went on for several years on Christmas Eve morning. And then we got into, what did we do there? Mrs. Heimlich, the late Carolyn Heimlich, would come in and perform live Christmas music with her keyboard. So we've done a lot of things on Christmas Eve morning, and I'm sure we'll do something fun this year as we head into the big Christmas holiday and hopefully keep people entertained who are listening on Christmas Eve morning. And again, the phone lines are open, 740-383-9944. So as I said in hour number one, my basic goals in the next few days are to get the gift. I have a gift being prepared that I have to put together. I've got to pick that up and put that together. There's another gift that I still need to find. I have not located it in a store yet. I need to do that. And then there's another gift that I need to buy for somebody that I have not found yet, or have not thought of. I looked last night at possible ideas, but I did not find exactly what I was looking for. So it kind of goes that way. So that's where I am with the Christmas holiday at this point. Did a lot of people do more shopping online this year? I know that becomes much, much more prevalent as time goes along. A matter of fact, yesterday I had a whole conversation with somebody about the whole gift card thing. As you know, I am opposed to gift cards on the whole. Now, I always preface this by saying that if you can't get out, or if somebody lives in a different state or something like that, I understand why people use the gift cards. But I guess my point in the gift card giving is, if you know the person, if you're able to get out, if you live around this person or know this person, I think you should be able to come up with some kind of gift. And I think essentially people are using gift cards as a way to be somewhat lazy. Do you know how many people I saw yesterday just buying thousands of dollars worth of gift cards just to go around to their family members? I don't know. I'm still not sure if that's the best thing to do, but maybe that's what people want now. Maybe people don't want Christmas gifts. Maybe people just want to get that gift card and go do what they want to do. I'm not sure. See, here's where I'm conflicted on this. Because have you ever gotten something at the time that you thought, well, I didn't really need that, or so on and so forth, and turns out, years later, you say, well, I got that from Grandma, I got that from Grandpa, I got that from such and such, a favorite aunt or a favorite uncle or so on and so forth. And I think that's what Christmas gifts do. I don't think anybody looks at a gift card years from now and says, boy, I remember that gift card Grandma gave me. I just don't think that that's what happens. So maybe that's why I'm opposed to gift cards in some form or fashion. 740-383-9944. You know, I actually came up with a somewhat creative Christmas idea. Now, I cannot really talk about it yet because I still have to give the gifts out on Christmas Eve and Christmas Day. So I don't want to spoil it. But I came up with a little bit of a creative idea that I think some people will like. It wouldn't be a gift for everybody, but I think it is a gift for some. Now, this brings up the interesting question of what do you get people who you don't know what to get for? Now, my stock answer for many years now has always been, get them a pair of novelty socks. I think novelty socks are great because everybody wears socks. Everybody usually has feet, and they're a fun little thing to do. You know, it's not a gift that you might remember all your life, but it's a fun little gift. I think novelty socks are a good gift. I think, what else is a good gift for somebody you don't know? See, a lot of people will say candles, but I don't think candles are, because a lot of people don't like certain scents. So I'm not sure if that's a good idea. And a lot of people will say, well, if it's a girl, just go to Bath and Body Works or something like that. Well, again, if they don't like the scent of the thing that you got them, if you don't know what scents people like, I think the Bath and Body Works and the candles are probably not a good idea. Does anybody have any thoughts on there out there on what is a good gift for somebody you want to get a gift for, but you don't really know what to get them? Does anybody have any gift ideas as we head into the big Christmas holiday? I'll tell you, another good gift is a Christmas ornament. Because most people do put up a tree in some form or fashion. Might be a big tree, might be a little tree. But if you get them a Christmas ornament, and a lot of times you can get these personalized Christmas ornaments, that's not an expensive gift, and that's something they can break out every Christmas holiday and think about you when they put out. Go ahead, caller.
Well, I think the perfect person you're going to find out, Pastor Craig, coming up. Now, I think I called you a tightwad, but I think Pastor Craig called you a cheapskate. But I bet you he's going to make up for all those words and everything, and he'll probably be packing a fairly big, nice wrap gift for Christmas for you, don't you believe, Scott?
Well, I would have to imagine, after calling me a cheapskate all those years.
Well, yeah, and you know, holding it to you, and moving clear out of the state of Ohio, and going down into the warm climate, and telling you, or calling you, and say he's going to come up and see you. He did pick a moderate, warmish time of weather to come up to see you. Now, if it was freezing snow and 5 or 6 inches of snow, you think Pastor Craig would come up with that nice gift for you then, or not?
I mean,
we all know him, and you know, he's a good guy and everything. But there's a couple of highlights, and didn't he? He always was amazed at how Carrington changed her clothes at a stoplight, didn't he?
You know, it might have been him. You know what? That whole thing. Oh,
a sports bra.
Yes. We. You know, when I was talking to her this past weekend, I said, we didn't get into that, but, you know, I still...
No, you didn't get into that.
No.
Well, that's a bad phrase.
That's right. We didn't talk about that, okay. Is what I should say. But, you know, it's always interesting to me. I'm still shocked that she would do that, because she's a very... modest type of a girl, and it still floors me that she would do that at a stoplight.
Oh, well, that's young people. They can maneuver and do stuff like that fast, and that's just an everyday thing, you know, something like a sports bra. What do you call things these days and stuff people wear and stuff and do and stuff? There's all kinds of name for them, so that's a good. And there's thousands and millions of young ladies today participating in sports, and they all wear them too, you know, they all wear them.
They do, but you know, after that happened, because I thought, well, I don't really know anything about this, I went to several women, and I said, would you change your shirt at a stoplight if you just had a sports bra on? And they all said no. No, they would not do that. So I think that still is unique to her.
Well, you did not, and you're good at that. You're forgetting would you wear, you know. Now, in a car at a stoplight, most automobiles got tinted windows. You're not going to see nothing, and nothing's going to be bared. It's going to be just a top garment going over the sports bra. Nothing is in the bare part of it. So
but
there's one thing you can look at it. Like the policeman down in Columbus, a guy called in and he said, this woman over here has got herself exposed. And they said, well, what do you mean this woman over here? She's mowing her yard and she has nothing on her breast. And he said, well, we'll be out and take a... Well, you know, Scott, there was 6 cruisers coming up with 2 officers in each cruiser to settle this and get it. And you know what the conclusion come up to do?
What was that?
They said, ma'am, please go in your house and get 2 Band-Aids and put them over your breast there, and we'll accept that. And, you know, here's the big thing. 6 cruisers and 2 guys in each cruiser? Now, they really wanted to see that this got done, didn't you think?
Well, you know why I think there was 6 cruisers is they certainly wanted to take a look.
You got the moral of the story, A1. Thanks, Scott. Bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye. All right, 740-383-9944. The phone lines are open here today, having some Christmas fun, and that's always a good thing. 40 minutes past the hour, 740-383-9944. Feel free to give us a buzz. Listen, people can do what they want to do, and as far as Carrington goes in that particular situation, she can do what she wants to do. I just didn't think that was a good idea, because people, as pure as she might have meant that act to be, just changing her shirt so she could get into a normal clothes on the street, number one, you don't know what other people are doing, and everybody's got a camera now on their phone. Everybody's got a camera. Everybody's ready to snap those pictures. So I didn't think it was a good idea for that reason. And number two, you know, you're at a stoplight. You don't know when that stoplight's going to change. So you might have to drive around, you know, without a top on for quite some time if the light turns green and you're not finished putting the new shirt on. So those were the two reasons that I did not feel that it was the best idea. But, you know, here's the thing as well. I guarantee you she would never walk in to a restaurant or a store with just a sports bra on. So if you would not go in a public place like that, why would you do that in a car? Because car, you know, in daylight, which it was daylight at the time, that's just as public. I'm just not sure. I mean, whatever you want to do, I guess, but if your picture shows up on social media or something, I guess we can't say that we didn't warn you. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. 42 minutes past the hour here. Monday, December the 22nd, 2025. It's almost Christmas time. Pastor Craig will be with us on Friday, as I've said. all morning on Friday, I do believe. And the last city council meeting of the year, we believe, will happen tonight at 6:30 on the second floor of City Hall. Wouldn't it be nice if they brought milk and cookies, or some kind of hot chocolate tonight to the city council meeting as they wrapped it up a few days before the big Christmas holiday coming up on Thursday? You know, I've noticed a lot of people feel they don't have much time left before Christmas, but really, you got a few days. You got a few days left. It's not exactly tomorrow. So we do have a little bit of time before the big Christmas holiday. Now, the phone lines again are open here, 740-383-9944. If you'd like to talk about anything, please feel free to give us a buzz. We would be glad to hear from you here on WGH Talk as we head in to the 2025 Christmas holiday. Can you believe we're a quarter of the way into this new century? More than a quarter of the way as we head into 2026. You know what? I have a clip here that I think I'm going to play. Now, we talk about Christmas past. Now, this is a clip. Let's see. Probably, I'm going to say this is 2014. So this clip is probably 11, 12 years old at this time. This, I believe, was at the Christmas party 2014. This is I believe it was the daughter of the major of the Salvation Army at that time. Their last name was Knickerbocker. And the younger Knickerbocker girl used to raise money for the Salvation Army with the kettles, but she would bring her trumpet and play Christmas music. So here's a little clip from, I believe, 2014 or 2015. I can't remember which. But the younger Knickerbocker performing here on WGH Radio Christmas music with her trumpet or trombone or whatever she had. Here we go, a Christmas...
Caitlin Knickerbocker, backed up by her father, Major Paul Knickerbocker. And we are going. Here we go.
Go.
Thank you, Caitlin. Very nice. Headed to the Rose Bowl Parade, and we're going to hear some more from Caitlin as the program progresses here.
Now, that was 2014 or 2015 Christmas party, young Caitlin Knickerbocker performing her trumpet, I believe it was, with her father, who was the major of the Salvation Army here in Marion at that time. Paul Knickerbocker, I believe, was his name. Can you believe that's been more than a decade ago now? I can only imagine how old Caitlin is. I think she was probably 15 or 16 at that time. God, she'd be 25, 26, something now. Oh, hard to believe. Christmas memories. Phone lines are open. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. 47 minutes past the hour here, WGH Talk Time. You know, there's also, I have a clip here. Now, this is the group back then. Now, this would be 10 years ago at the Christmas party, 2015, and I think we're all just singing songs. So here's a Christmas memory from 2015. Let's take the phone call here, and then we'll come back to this. Go ahead, caller.
Well, I'm glad you mentioned the age group she may be in. Wouldn't that be great, really great, that her and Matt could get teamed up and perform together and maybe make a living doing that?
Matt whistling and her playing the trumpet.
Oh, wouldn't that be great? Yeah. Okay, Scott.
Thank you. They could do very well. Now, this is a Christmas, this is just the whole group back then. Everybody who was here at the Christmas party 2015, and all of us singing together. Here's a memory from Christmas past. Hope you enjoy
Fran,
this.
How's tonight been for you?
It's just been wonderful, and it's really something, all this talent.
Isn't this something?
Right around us.
Right around us, just suffocated with talent here tonight in the Christmas spirit. Thank Mr. Jingling, how are you doing?
I'm great. How are you?
I'm doing well. Now, you're going to join us, right, with your keys?
Absolutely.
Jinging your ling. It'll be very
jinging
nice.
Jinging the ling.
I cannot wait for this. It's going to be a great sing-along here. Now, what songs do we have to choose from here, Paul? Do we have Silver Bells on there?
Well, let me look.
We'll sing Silver Bells. We'll sing the Christmas song. We'll nail them all. Charlie, walk over to that pink microphone for a second. Charlie, what do you think of tonight's programming?
Well, so far, we've got 23 minutes to go, and if the rest of it's as good as the first, super.
So, coming up on Friday, what can we expect on the Faye Bank Charlie Evers show?
Nothing this great.
Lots of giveaways. Lots of giveaways and lots of fun.
I'll be giving away a lot of prizes.
And people need that at Christmas time.
They sure do, yeah.
Yes. Did we lose Santa Claus somewhere along the way? I don't know what became of him.
Yeah, he, I don't know.
He was in the back eating, I think.
He's eating.
He was in the back.
Maybe he got stuck in our chimney.
Do we have any butter? Or the butter to get him out. Here we go. Thank you, Paul. So we got Paul and Glenna Savage, Mr. Jingling, Charlie Evers, Marge Hazelett, Fran Ball, Linda Sims, the Leshecki brothers, and we're all going to, the Knickerbockers, and we're all going to join in here and do, what do we got here? We've got Silver Bells, we've got the Christmas song. Oh, Santa Claus is finally back. Holy mackerel. So we're going to end this program with a lot of great songs, and hopefully you're singing around whatever mirth or hearth or wreath or fireplace you're around. Santa Claus, how are you doing tonight?
All right. How's everybody?
Well, we're doing well. Did you partake in the food?
I did.
Did you get your famous Christmas cookies?
Got them.
All right. You got everybody's list?
Got everybody's list.
Is your hearing aid in tonight, Santa Claus? There we go.
We're ready. Let's go.
We're ready to sing, and here we go. What song are we starting? Silver Bells. Okay. The WWGH Choir doing Silver Bells. Here on WWGH Radio. Okay, it's not on the paper. Well, of course it's not on the paper. Why would it be? Here's some Silver Bells lyric. Here you go, guys. The singers will take this and the rest of us will hum.
Yes.
That's what we'll do. And then we'll come back with some other ones. But the Christmas song is here. Silver Bells, folks, here we go. Sung in the first introduced in the Lemon Drop Kilt.
Very nice.
Nice cuddle.
That's right. Okay, now we'll go to the green sheets. How about, what do we have? Deck the Halls. That'll be nice. Deck the Halls. Next up here on WWGH Radio, hope you're enjoying and singing from whatever car or radio you're listening to this program from. All right, Deck the Halls, a great traditional song. Words by Charles Wesley, a great person. Here we go.
This is especially a good song if you're a card player.
Deck the Halls with boughs of holly, fa la 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 la. 'Tis the season to be jolly, fa la la la.
And that dates back to our big Christmas party of 2015, the whole gang singing along. Now, the Leshesky family was there, as you can hear. Now, the Leshesky's, I think, are still performing, although they are obviously older as well, 10 years older at this point. The Knickerbockers are in there. Young Caitlin Knickerbocker, who I believe was 15 or 16 years old, and her father, Major Paul Knickerbocker. She's probably 25, 26 now. We've got, who else? Well, Charlie, you heard, Marge Hazelit, Linda Sims, Paul Savage, Glenna Savage, Fran Vall was in there. A great group of people, Terry and Santa Claus and Sean and the whole gang that we had back then. In 2015, the Christmas of 2015. It's nice to hear those memories. Mr. Jingling himself, Santa's favorite elf. Does anybody remember Mr. Jingling? That was a thing out of the Cleveland area, the Keeper of the Keys. Mr. Jingling, that was used at Halley's department store, I believe, up in the Cleveland area, which is no longer there either. But he became a thing. There's even a Mr. Jingling song somewhere. Phone lines are open here, 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. I believe Mr. Jingling spent a couple Christmases with us here at the station, which was always enjoyable because he would come in and, he was Santa's favorite elf and he was dressed like an elf and you never really quite knew about Mr. Jingling. Now, he was a good singer and he was a good piano player. And he had that big set of keys that he would drag across the desk that you would always hear. You could hear him in that audio clip there, him shaking those big keys. 740-383-9944. It is the Monday, the week of Christmas. Christmas coming up on Thursday this week, right around the corner. Is everybody ready for the big Christmas holiday? 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. And again, tonight, probably the last city council meeting of the year, we believe. Possibly the last city council meeting in the long careers of Ayers Ratliff and Jason Schauber as they end their careers this time around. Ayers at 20 years and Jason somewhere over 15 years. I do believe we will see them again, though. So I don't want to say this is some kind of retirement or we will never see them in the political world again. I can't believe that. I think they will pop up somewhere along the line. But tonight, their last public meeting during this continual term on council. So that's interesting, and that will happen tonight at 6:30 p.m., second floor of City Hall. Let's see, we got a message from our friend Mary out here this morning that Jeff, her husband, can sing that. Is he going to come in, call in and sing it? We've got about 4 minutes left in the program here. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Is there going to be a song sung over the telephone this morning? We've talked an awful lot about music this morning. We talked about Gene Autry and Santa Claus is Coming to Town. We've played a couple clips of young Caitlin Knickerbocker on the trumpet, the whole group singing those songs that would deck the halls, and what was the other one we said? Silver Bells. Bob Hope's Silver Bells. Is somebody going to call in and sing a song for us? Sing a Christmas tune, carol, whatever it would be, before we wrap up today with only 3 minutes left to go. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Can you imagine? The holidays are here. People have their blinking lights around their neck. People are filled with the holiday spirit. People are last-minute shopping, trying to get those Christmas cards out before Christmas Day. That's something that I'm doing. Having Christmas parties, buying eggnog by the gallon, trying to find those hideous, horrible fruitcakes for the big holiday. It is a time to be sure, but hopefully a time when you can get together with family and friends and really reminisce and talk about the true meaning of Christmas. Now, I do want to remind everybody again that we will be on tomorrow morning and Wednesday morning, Christmas Eve morning. Not sure what we're doing yet on Christmas Eve morning, but we will be on and we will be having a lot of fun. You can be sure about that. And Pastor Craig will be back with us on Friday morning, the day after Christmas. So that'll be a lot of fun. We will not be on Christmas morning. And who knows what will happen the rest of this week? You never know. We've got all morning tomorrow. We've got Christmas Eve morning. We've got Pastor Craig in on Friday. You never know who's going to pop in or what they're going to do as we head into the big holiday. And this city council meeting tonight, I don't know yet. I don't know what's going to happen. Are we going to have any news out of Marion tonight that's of great importance? I guess we will find out as this day rolls right along. Well, I hope you have a great Monday. I hope you enjoy the nice weather that we're having right now. 29 degrees, just a little below freezing. And I hope you enjoy what's left of this Christmas holiday season. I hope you really take time to appreciate the people around you and appreciate all the people over all the years who have made Christmas great and a fun event, a part of your life. I think Christmas is really about the memories in a way. You think about Christmas past, you live in Christmas present, and you look to Christmas future. And I think if we're all able to do that, we'll all be better off. I'll be back tomorrow morning reporting on City Council, and who knows who will be along tomorrow morning as we approach Christmas Eve on Wednesday. I hope everybody is having a merry, happy holiday season, and I'll be back tomorrow. Scott Spears heading for the dugout.
Place for holiday fun. For Mr. Jingling and the entire WWGH staff and crew.
Mr. Jingling, how you tingling?